Okay. So I'm Lucy Seeger. I'm sitting here with Edmund Kress. We are at his home in Livingston, New York. And it is the 16th of June, 2015. And I'm taking this life history of Edmund Kress for Oral History Summer School to be part of the Oral History Archives. Edmund, will you introduce yourself?
My name is Edmund. I'm 10 years old. And I live on a farm.
Great. Let's start by maybe you can just tell me about your day today.
Well, this morning first, I got up. I went out and did a bunch of chores. I did the pigs. And then I ate oatmeal. And then there's this lady who comes over and she does homeschooling with me. So then I went and did that. And then I got a halter and reins. And I went up to the neighbors and I got a pony. And I came back down from the neighbors. And then I came inside, and then you got here.
Say that again.
And then Lucy got here.
Did you get a new pony?
No, we just keep our horses at the neighbors and our ponies, so.
Tell me about what it means to do the pigs.
Well, I go out and we get this cheese from, there's a spot down the road where they do cheese and they have a bunch of old batches and stuff. And I give them a bunch of that. And then we get bread from a bakery where they throw out lots of bread. And I feed that to them and then I give them water. And then we also have a puppy and a dog and I feed them breakfast. And oh, and our dog is sick right now, so I have to give him medicine in the morning and in the nights.
The puppy?
Yeah. No, the dog.
What did you do with the pony?
I brought it down here, and we were going to go and hook a buggy up to it and ride around, and we were gonna go to an ice cream store and get ice cream maybe later.
But then I came.
Yeah.
Sorry. Will you tell me about, usually I ask when I'm interviewing adults for them to tell me about where they come from. Do you want to answer that question?
We used to live near Hawthorne Valley.
Yeah, you can say it in a normal volume.
We used to live near Hawthorne Valley. There, one of our friends had a farm there, and we'd live there. And
what do you remember about living there?
Well, there was a pond there, so it was nicer than here. So then we could go swimming and ice skating in the winter. And it was, and there was bigger fields and stuff. And one of our dogs, we only used to have the big one. And when the neighbors came on for walks, they'd ask if they could bring the dog on a walk with them. And then sometimes he'd go to people's houses and sleep over there. And then when we moved to this house, all the people don't really like going on walks with him, and they don't really like him, so he always tries to, he always wants to go on walks with the people, but they don't really want him to, so, and they don't really like him here, so.
Why do you think?
I mean, some of them already have dogs. I mean, the ones there did too, but I don't know why.
Imagine that somebody that wasn't me was listening to this. What would you want to tell them about your family?
Our house, it was all old and all the wood was rotten when my dad bought it. So, he had to tear it all down and build it new, and he didn't ever finish it. So, it's thus, it's, the walls aren't painted or anything on the inside, and on the outside too, there's marks where we had put the nails in. We put like this paint stuff over it, and there's all marks there and on the inside. And one time it was pretty funny. This lady came to our house, and she came in and she was looking around and she was like, "Wow, you have nice modern art on your walls. Who made it?" And then we don't have a kitchen in our house. It's in the barn. It was gonna, we were gonna have lots of dairy cows, and we were gonna have a dairy farm, but then, so there was a milk room in there, and then there wasn't a kitchen when we moved here, so we put a stove in there, and that's our kitchen now, and we never bothered to put a kitchen in our house.
What do you like about living here?
Up at the neighbors where we keep the horses, the guy has a lot of land where there's a lot of grass, and it used to be an old apple orchard, so there's all apple trees. And every year we can go there and fill up the back of the truck with apples and make apple cider. We can bring it back and make apple cider.
Is there anything you don't like?
I don't like that there's not a pond.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's not as many maple trees here. Sweet maples here. There's a lot of red maples here, but not as many sugar maples. So we when we lived at the other house, I guess it wasn't last year. It was a while ago. It seems like it was this last year though. There were so many sugar maples right along the road, so we could just put up the sap buckets, and then every day we'd go by with one of those big blue barrels, and we could fill it up every day with sap, and then we'd get like one of those barrels full of syrup in the end after we boiled it down. But here we only get like 2 gallons of syrup. And they're all up on a really steep hill.
I said this to Ruth, but I'm practicing interviewing with leaving a lot of silence so that if you want to say more, you can say more. So that's why I'm sitting quietly. Will you tell me about your siblings?
Well, the youngest one's name is Dorothy, and she's 3 years old. And the next one's Adelheid, and she's 5. And the next one's Harriet. And she, I think, is 8. And the next one's me, and I'm 10. And the next one's Eleanor, and she's 13. And the next one's Ruthie, and she's 16. And the next one is Caleb, and he's 18. And the next one's Mary, and she's 20. And the next one's Oliver, and he's 22. And then my mom, I don't know how old she is, or my dad.
How does it feel to be where you are in the line of siblings?
I don't know.
Are you the youngest boy?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I get bullied a lot by my older brothers. By one of them, actually, not the other one.
How?
They tell me to do things and then I can't really not do it, even if it's not my chores, because they're much older than me.
You have a button on your shirt that says no. You could show them that. Do you ever say no?
Yeah, a lot.
To what?
Lots of things.
What about your sisters?
What about
them? How does it feel to have so many sisters?
I don't know.
It's just the way it is?
Yeah.
How do you best like to spend your time if you're not doing chores?
Well, our pigs had a whole bunch of babies, and I like going out and, if I rub some of them on the belly, they'll roll over, and then I do that a lot, and then with the puppy, I play.
You said you do some homeschooling?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, somebody comes over that goes to our church, and then, she does school with me for about an hour, and then she gives me more school for that day. And then she gives me school for a few more days, and then she comes after that few more days that she gives me school. Homework for, and then.
How does it feel?
Good.
Do you always do your homework?
Not always.
Can you tell me about the church that you mentioned?
Well, it's called Canon Fellowship. It's sort of near here, and it's just a bunch of people that go to it. And then there's not really one real priest. There's two. And it goes on and off from one week to the other. And then we sing for half of it. It's 2 hours long. We sing for 1 hour, and then we, and then, or not quite half. And then a few people go up and they share with them something that they did that week sometimes. And then they pray for somebody if they got hurt or something. And then somebody who is one of the priests, he goes and visits a bunch of jails. And we pray for some of those people. And then sometimes afterwards we have potlucks.
Tell me about something that you are really glad is the way it is in your life.
Well, I'm glad that we have a lot of animals. Like, we have a bunch of sheep, we have goats, we have chickens, we have cows, we have horses, we have pigs, we have two ducks. We have, for 4-H, we got pheasants from them, and we raised them up, and so we have a bunch of pheasants.
What do you like about having all those animals around?
Well, it's nice, because then you can ride on the horses, and we have this cow, and our friends, they milk it for us, and then we get some of the milk, and we feed it over the winter and stuff. And then she makes bread, so she uses it for making bread. And then with the pigs, you get lots of nice meat from them. And with the sheep, and then we milk the goats. And we get the eggs from the chickens.
If you could make one change or more than one change in the way your life is, what would you change?
Not having quite as many horses, because we don't have enough food for all the horses that we have usually, so we buy a little bit, and we have a lot of cows too, so.
So you wish that you had fewer horses, so you wouldn't have to, I'm confused.
So we wouldn't have to buy hay every winter, or actually less cows. Because the cows are what we usually buy hay for.
What do you want to be doing in 10 years when you're 20? If you could be doing anything.
I might want to build houses.
Because that seems like
fun. Or maybe my dad does huge window frames for churches. And I might want to do that, too.
What about Hudson? Do you think? Or Livingston, where you are now? Would you like to still be here in 10 years?
Yeah.
So I also always like to ask if there's anybody or anything that you want to leave on tape, whose name you want to record, or an idea you've been thinking about that you want to record in this interview.
No.
We've been talking for almost half an hour, and is there anything else you want to say about your life as it is now? That's okay. Thank you so much, Edmund. I liked hearing you think about all those questions and about your family and your everyday life. And I think it'll be so cool to have these recordings of you and your siblings and your parents in the archive.
Yeah.
For you to listen to and for your family to hear.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.